This is the Muslim Experience Podcast, and my name's Farouk, and alhamdulillah, today, I just wanted to say, as you know, here at the Muslim Experience, we've been asking Muslim entrepreneurs to come onto our podcast to do a feature of their products and services. So basically, if you own a business or you provide a service, and you know, anything to do with serving the Ummah, you know, please do reach out to us and we'll get you onto the show. So, alhamdulillah, today I'm joined with Burak. I hope I said that right.
Yes, Burak, yes.
Okay. So, mashallah, he's a Turkish brother. So, I'm going to say hoş geldiniz, right? Is that right?
Hoş bulduk, yes.
Yes. See, I have Turkish, I do have Turkish friends, so I wanted to throw that in there. And so, your business is based out of Texas, and you're actually working on two projects, one of which, inshallah, we will discuss today. So do check out budgetmoon.com. So this is basically Amazon, but for Muslims. How cool is that? You know, so this is a platform where, you know, you can register as a seller, you know, obviously to sell your items, and you can also buy items from there. So please, guys, do check them out. It's budgetmoon.com. We're here to support Muslim brothers, especially with new businesses. The end goal is to gather Muslim sellers into one platform and to show options to Muslim buyers. And I think it's a great initiative. I did check it out myself before this podcast. I like to do some research on, you know, who I'm speaking to. But at the same time, I don't want to say too much. You know, this is about you, brother. So I wanted to ask you first and foremost, tell us about yourself, brother, and how did you get started with budgetmoon.com?
Yeah, so my name is Burak Çukal. I started budgetmoon.com about, I started this project about a year ago, and the website has been online for the past, I would say 5 months. So I want to tell you about like the backstory, you know, how I got this idea. And I also want to talk about the website structure and what we do exactly, because there are two different parts. There is a seller side and there's a customer side, and we need to mention about them separately, right?
Sure.
So this business, again, I started about a year ago. And I came up with the idea very interestingly, actually. I was just looking for a name and picking randomly names, and I just found budgetmoon.com, like moon Islamically and budget, like it's affordable. So I said, okay, budget moon. Okay, I got it.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a platform, just like you said, it's a platform just like Amazon or Etsy or eBay. But the difference between those websites and budgetmoon is that everybody on budgetmoon, both sellers and customers, are Muslims. So budgetmoon, like, it has a lot of advantages. The biggest advantage is, of course, we provide a halal place where you can support your Muslim brothers and sisters. You're not buying from China. You're not buying from those places. You're buying directly from Muslims. So it's a big advantage. So what do I mean by halal place? When someone registers as a seller, we send them an email and advise them to follow Allah's rules. Because even when you're doing business, even when you're making money, you have to be conscious about it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so for sellers, the biggest advantage is, because everybody is Muslim on budgetmoon.com, everybody that comes to our website is basically your potential customer. So that's a big thing, right? So it's there's a great chance that you're going to sell your products faster. So let's say Aisha is looking for a hijab. She comes to budgetmoon.com and she finds all the possible options, and one of them is you. Another advantage for sellers is that we have a very fair prices right now, because, you know, we are a new startup, so we are trying to find sellers and customers. So for the first 6 months, we don't charge anything at all. So if you go to Amazon or if you go to Etsy, there are some charges, right? But for the first 6 months, we don't charge anything at all. And that actually, we don't charge anything for a reason, and I'm going to explain why.
Sure.
So again, for the first six months, we don't charge anything. So the registration is free, uploading products is free, but you only pay 3% when you sell something, and that goes to the bank. We don't take it; the bank takes it. Even when you have a physical store, like, you have to pay some amount to the bank.
Like a transaction fee, right?
Exactly, yeah. And
Right.
after 6 months, we charge that 3% again, the bank, and then we charge 7.3% to keep the website alive, of course. But it's only
Okay.
after 6 months.
Okay.
So, yeah. But again,
What
like
about
you don't have to.
inventory?
So we don't keep inventory. We are not like
No, you
Amazon.
don't.
You
Yeah, I
keep.
heard that. Yeah. The seller keeps the inventory, right?
Yeah. So you do everything, but we just give you a platform to be able to get together with other Muslims all around the world. So you
Okay.
can sell, if you want, you can sell only in Texas or only in Dallas or only in America, or you can prefer to sell worldwide. It's up to you.
That's nice, man. It gives me a sense of serendipity, man. It's nice. I like that. But what about shipping? I wanted to ask you about that. Let's say, give me an example. Let's say if I have a brother in Texas, and then there's someone in the UK. What happens with regards to shipping? Because I don't know about you, but sometimes the shipping prices, they leave me flabbergasted, man. Like what? Like someone's charging me this much X amount. Unless, are you talking about a network of individuals within various countries? They would only serve their country. How would that work from international shipping?
Yeah, so we have all these options when you're uploading a product. You
Okay.
can set your shipping for yourself, right? You can say, let's say I live in Texas, okay? Anywhere in Texas, I charge, let's say, $6, right?
Sure,
But
sure.
you can set different shipping prices for different states or different cities or different
Right,
countries. You can
right.
say, if someone purchases from Germany, then I want to charge them separately. So we have all these
Of course.
options accumulated on the website. So
Got
it's actually like we have a lot of analytic tools for sellers, for example, to be able to understand their customer portfolio. Because if you
Right.
sell a lot of products to Turkey, for example, then you have a different portfolio than selling in America.
Right.
So those, like all these statistics, we have all these options
That's
for
awesome.
people. Yeah.
And what
So,
about sorry, one more question. What about let's say if I'm a new customer, so this is good for buying and selling, right? It's not just for selling your items. It's for someone to come onto the platform. Let's say if I want some tasbihs, is there an advantage for a specific seller, like if they have like a premium account, or they've been there for so long, or their feedback is good. Is there any sort of statistics that come into play there? Like a Jacardi or something like that. Is there anything in that sense?
So it's like this. So if you're a good seller, we put you on the front page. That's one
Okay,
thing. But
right.
from a customer perspective, the good thing is, so we keep the fees very low, and this
Sure.
allows our sellers to price them lower. So
Right.
it's good for the customer because like other websites charges a lot, so you have to keep the price very, very high, right? But
Right, right.
it doesn't happen on budget mode. You can still price it low and still make the same profit. So that's the good thing with for the customers. Does it make
Awesome.
sense?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So let's hear more about it. I went on and just before the podcast, and I like the fact that obviously you don't have to worry about building your own website. I think that in itself, I give you an example. I tried to set something up recently. That cost me about $250 just for the web hosting. So I think this is a brilliant initiative in that sense, where anyone can go on. Obviously, like you mentioned, it's free registration, low commission fees. You get a beautiful dashboard, which I really like. And the other thing also, I wanted to ask, what's are you? So you guys are on TikTok as well, right? Is it
Yes,
at Budget Moon?
it's budget_moon in every social media
Okay,
platform.
awesome. All right.
Budget_moon.
So let me ask you, what makes you like different from Amazon or eBay? What's the biggest advantage there as a me as a let's say if I'm coming to you as a seller?
So again, like the of course, like you make business to make money, right? So
Right.
I think our biggest advantage is that everybody is Muslim and you are able to support, like consciously, you are able to support Muslims. That's the biggest thing, right?
Right,
But
right.
then the other thing is the fees, because if you're selling, then you're trying to make profits. So we
Yeah.
keep the fees low so that you can make more profits, or you can
Right.
make more sales by keeping the price low, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest advantage with budget mode. Okay. Yeah, and that was the idea, actually. That was the idea why I built this website. So a long time ago, actually, like more than a year ago, I met a convert sister, right? And she said her husband and she were going through some tough times, like financially. So she said she had some products to sell, but she was worried that she would need to spend a lot of money to build a website. So I was like, how can I help the sister, but not only the sister, but other Muslims too. So that's why I came up with an idea that I can provide every single Muslim a website for free. And if they want to register, it's for free. If they want to put their products, it's for free.
It's for free.
And they pay only when they sell. If you don't sell, you don't pay anything. So that was the idea. That's how I came up with the idea.
That's cool, man. I like that. Just the thought of having something like that. And honestly, I've never heard of anything like this. I think it's very unique. Now, I've heard of like Alibaba. I've heard of Etsy, I've heard of, you know, Shopify, all, you know, to mention a few. And, you know, just, there's another one, I think it's called Wabbit or some, I don't know whether, there's some weird names out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think this is very unique because you have a target audience. I like the fact that you're serving the Ummah in that sense. And obviously, you know, you've got the Muslim principles there, you know, be fair with your trade. That's like we've been taught that from, you know, back in like, you know, over 1400 years ago, we were like told that, you know, in order to get out of these, like the Jahiliya times where people used to rip each other off, you know, like be fair with your trade and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in that. And I love your principles with what you've come up with, you know, like a, you know, especially with this kind of like Harding moment, you know, when you look at something like this and it gives you that kind of appreciation of being a Muslim because you're serving each other. I love that. So I wanted to also ask you, I had a couple of questions ready, but I think most of them you've already answered. So that's good. So, so the shipping, we talked about the shipping. We talked about like basically if, is there like, when you sign up, do you sign up to a basic account and can you upgrade to another level or is it just one account for all? Is that how it works?
So, yeah. So right now we have only one type of accounts. You just register and then we check your information and then we approve you and then you can start uploading your products. For example, some websites charge you to upload products, right? We don't do that. We just have like a very basic, very easy to use website right now. Maybe in the future, you know, if we have like 100,000 of sellers, then we can change the concept maybe. But right now it's very easy to use. If you don't understand from computers, that's okay. You can still register on budget mode.
One thing that just sprung to mind, and this happens, unfortunately, it happens a lot, especially online. You know, like with like a person or I guess a situation, omni-shambles, people do commit fraud online. So as a seller or a buyer, how protected am I on budgetmoon.com?
Yeah, so we use different technologies to keep the bank information apart from us. We don't store anything. We don't store your credit card number. We don't store your name. We don't store anything. It's between you, the website UI, the website you see, and the bank. We don't get involved. So that's how we provide the security. We're not involved, so you're secure.
So like, you know? Let's say if I'm connecting, let's say I want to make a transaction with someone in the UK, right? I have a product and I'd say, right, hey, okay, so this is what you're going to buy. And how would they make that payment? Is it like out of Budget Moon? Is it like a PayPal transaction or how would that work?
We use a system to connect all banks together, let's say. Just like it's like this. You can be in America and still buy something on Amazon in UK. They have a different system, but you're still able to do it. So we use a similar system to process this transaction.
All right, that's cool. So it works out all the currency of that country and it does it based on that. That's awesome, yeah. Man. That's really good, mashallah. Very good.
So right now,
you got it all worked out.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a very reliable website, you know. I built it myself.
Awesome.
That's how I know.
How long did it take you?
It take a long time.
Yeah, mashallah. Good stuff, man. I bet you had a lot of late nights trying to work on that.
I did, yeah, I did. But it's worth it, you know. At the end, it's worth it.
Yeah, for the purpose that you're serving, that's the main thing, you know. So I think it's good, you know. May Allah give you success with it. You know, we should always, especially as Muslim, you know, brothers or sisters, we should always pray for each other and, you know, see the good in each other. You know, like whether it's someone's trying to do something good, you know, we should pray more for them. That may Allah give you more. May Allah give you success in that, you know, that you're trying. And also, I wanted to ask you, and this is mainly from our personal development perspective. You know, here at the Muslim Experience, we're always about developing and we're always about helping each other out. So during a point in time of your project, were there any failures? And if there were, how did you overcome them failures to get to where you are now? Because this is a big milestone for you, brother. You know, this is very commendable. So you must have had failures, you know, along the journey, you know, and how did you overcome them?
So one thing that I didn't realize in the beginning that you have to spend a good amount of time and money to build the website, right? Yeah. Sometimes you build the website, you fix something, and then something else breaks, you know? So those kind of failures, I had them a lot. But, you know, you have to, like, keep researching, because you don't know anything. You don't know everything. I don't know everything. So you have to learn, right? So that learning process, took a long time. But when you finish and you say, okay, alhamdulillah, I'm done, then that satisfaction is totally different than anything else, you know? But yeah, I mean, so to answer your question, I think like you have to keep working, right? You can't be like impatient and start a business. Yeah. Or you can't be like impatient and then be successful in your job, in your current job, right? Yeah, so you shouldn't give up, even if it takes like months or years. You shouldn't give up. You should have to like keep working every day.
Yeah,
so
alhamdulillah.
That's what I am.
That's very beautiful, man, because I know a lot of people, including myself, you know, I put my hands up to that, you know, where I've started a project and you know, I don't do it now, alhamdulillah. I'm a lot better now. But, you know, when you overthink, you procrastinate, you're like, you're thinking, okay, am I going to get this done? And then eventually you give in on the idea and you work on something else and it's completely forgotten about. But mashallah, you know, to do something what you've done, it's a very big thing. And the fact that you're serving the Muslim community around the world, not just in where you're based at, that's a very big thing, alhamdulillah. So, for anyone who's starting a business and it serves Muslims especially, what advice would you give to them if they're starting out?
I think the first thing they need to consider is that whatever you're doing, there's two ways. There's a halal way and there's a halal haram way, right? Whatever you do. So first you have to understand, how can you do this? Whatever you're going to do, how can you do this in a halal way?
Absolutely.
You shouldn't be involved with like interests or like other things. So you have, first thing is find a way to do it in a halal way. Okay. And the second thing would be learn about a lot of things. Even if it's unnecessary, just learn about a lot of things in your business. Let's say you're going to sell t-shirts, right? Learn about pants too. Learn about like other things too, hats too. Yeah. Even though you're not going to sell hats, you're going to learn something, right? And the last thing would be make a plan. Because if you don't have a plan, either you have to like keep working every day with like full motivation, which is not possible for everybody, right?
No, of course not.
Or you will have a plan so that you can keep yourself motivated with that. Right. And the last thing, I said last, but this is the last
one. It's okay.
Yeah. If you don't know something and it takes a lot of time to learn, then hire someone to work for you, because sometimes some things are like they take a lot of time to learn. So instead of like putting your time in that you can just pay like $20 and then focus and do a lot of things in that time. So
that's true. You're right. Yeah, definitely right. Yeah. You know, so you raised some really good points there, you know, Jazakallah khair, you know, for your time as well. I don't want to take too much of your time now. We're close to 30 minutes, so we'll try and come to a close, inshallah. So, you know, don't forget, guys, we're calling all Muslim businesses serving the Ummah, new or old, you know, contact us. Let's get a podcast going, just like Brother Burak today. You know, mashallah, he shared his ideas. Some great tips there for people who are looking to start their business. We are reaching out to individuals globally on our social platforms. And any of the podcasts that we upload, they are on Google, Apple, Spotify, you know, and more. You know, alhamdulillah, we've got a good outreach there. So get onto our TikTok at themuslimexperience.com. Make sure you do check out budgetmoon.com and make sure you support Brother Burak on this fantastic journey. So yeah, I think that's it. Jazakallah khair for your time, man. I really appreciate it. Did you want to come to a close with any other comments, or are we good there, brother?
I think we're good. Yeah, I think you did a great start and great end.
Thank you,
thank you very much for helping me. Yeah,
no problem, brother. And you know, like I said, we are relatively new, and anything that we do, you know, just like you were saying, brother, just a few minutes ago, it's important we do things the halal way. And, you know, we also believe that with anything, brother, intentions are really important. And alhamdulillah, you've got a good intention. And, you know, may Allah keep that intention straight for, you know, keep it right. And because most of the time, especially when it comes to business, and obviously I'm not saying you're doing this, but I'm saying that sometimes we think, you know, for us, we think it's more about the money. But the thing is that if the message is strong, if the message is we're trying to help someone genuinely and purely because we're trying to bring Muslims together in this kind of like mindset or a business mindset, and your intentions are good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help, you know. And that's what it is. I've learned that with anything, not just with business, just like like your home life, something that you're trying to work on. As long as Allah sees a good intention in that, the help will come, you know, and even from places way beyond our imagination. You know, we think that something is impossible. When Allah puts barakah in that, it just opens up so many doors for you. So inshallah, you know, we can be at least one of those means of opening doors for you, you know, to bring this business to a platform that it deserves, because you've done, you know, you've put a lot of effort into it. So alhamdulillah, I appreciate your time, brother, today. And inshallah, we will share all your details on the podcast. So yeah, Jazakallah khair, brother. I think we'll come to a close now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum
salam. Take care, brother. Thank you, bro. Assalamu alaikum.